Hi, and welcome to Stories of Climate Change Hope, the podcast that brings you a little bit of hope every other week. My name is Steffen Schwartmann, and today we listen to the last part of my conversation with Nikunj Pathak, and in this episode he shares a poem that he wrote for this podcast episode. And through this poem you can actually understand what hope means for Nikunj. Enjoy. And I don't want to be demanding, but I think you also brought a poem, right?
Yeah, I wrote a small poem.
Would you like to tell us about it, or would you like to read it for us?
Sure, let me. Okay, now I have to make a choice.
Oh, you wrote several poems.
Actually, I just have to open it. I've just opened it. Okay, so I just wrote a small poem about hope, or I would say how I see hope. So I'm just trying to express what hope is to me. The name of poem is Hope. First of all, just want to tell you something about it. Like, every week you share wonderful stories about hope, and this is the main theme of your podcast. So I thought, why not write something on hope? And I just took my pen and started writing something. So these are purely my thoughts, and I've tried to give it a shape of a poem. So let's see if you like it. So here is how it goes. I ask, what is hope? An emotion or a lie? Or a word for refusing deny? When I think of this, I broke. My mind doesn't know what is hope. A river on her way to the sea, and the eyes of a man on a boat. Do they have the same destiny? I don't know, but I see hope. Will river meet the sea, and the man his destiny? Their fate is bound in one rope, and I feel there is hope. Dark clouds gearing up in the sky. Looking up, the man sighs. Chilling wind and lightning sensations. There is hope in his emotions. This too shall pass. Closing eyes, he thought. Sleeping on a flowing boat. I see hope. I see hope. So that was the poem. And briefly, I would like to describe it for you, because sometimes it's hard to know what I want to say.
Well, first of all, thanks a lot for sharing the poem. And do you want to explain your poem as well?
Yeah, just briefly the thoughts behind it, because sometimes I feel it is, if it directly reaches you, then it's completely fine. But sometimes maybe some listeners find it difficult to understand, okay, what you exactly want to say.
Yeah.
So in the first line, I ask myself, what is hope? And I sort of have a conflicting feeling. I think a hope is like an emotion, or maybe a lie that is offered to us, you know, because a lot of times things go wrong and we are told, no, don't worry, it will get better. So instead of, you know, denying or telling us that things will not change or this is not happening, we are told, no, things will go well, just hope for the best or something like that. This is what I somehow feel. It's like conflicting for me, whether it's an emotion or a lie offered to us, or it's just an English word, like a four-letter English word. So when all this is happening in my mind, I just broke and I realize I know nothing about hope. So that's why I say my mind doesn't know what is hope. And when my mind doesn't know what is hope, I look for answers. And then I picture a river which is on her way to the sea. And then there is a man on a boat who is also going with the flow of the river. And what I see is like, do they have the same destiny? Maybe yes, maybe not. But for a brief time, their destinies joined by fate. Like the river is going to the sea and the man is following the river. He might not go to the sea. He will go somewhere near and then just put his boat and just go out. But for a brief time when he's on the river, I think his boat is following the flow of the river. So I think for a brief time, they have the same destiny. And that's where I see hope. Because when you are on a boat, you literally have a little control. You go, mostly you try to go with the flow. So you completely submit your fate to the nature and allow nature to take you, or the river to take you in this situation. So when the man is on the river and he's going, suddenly the clouds go up in the sky and it's lightning. And he see, okay, there's going to be rains and I don't know what will happen to me. I'm alone in this river. And he thinks, and then he realizes that, okay, I can't do anything about it. It's a natural process. If the clouds are there, they are there. If it is lightning or rains, I can't control it. So he hopes that things will get better and eventually he will be fine. And in the last four lines, I just say that he thinks that, okay, this time will pass. The clouds will go back. Things will get normal. And he closes his eyes and he's sleeping. And when he's sleeping without thinking about anything, just simply on his boat, what I picture him is like, why he's sleeping so peacefully? Because, you know, it's raining and he's alone on the middle of a river, but still he's peacefully sleeping because he has a hope that things will get better. No one will harm him and he will reach his destination. So that's simply the thought that I have. Like, this is what the hope means to me. A hope that allows you to sleep in the middle of a river when it's dark, raining, you know, when the circumstances are all odd, but still you are positive, still you are peaceful. Why? Because you have hope.
I think everyone can make up their own mind what it means to them. And I think about it. Thank you for sharing the poem. And yeah, it's really, to me, it was inspirational and I could really imagine it.
I said, just picture a man on a boat, on a river and on a very dark day.
Yeah.
And then you see, okay, why is he sleeping just... well, you know, in the middle of a river.
So peaceful.
Yeah. I think that's what hope is for me.
To me, it sounded also like the river kind of affecting everyone, or like the river is hope.
Yeah.
And everyone on the river will be hopeful, you know, and the water will like take you in, but like in taking you in to this hopeful kind of spirit and affecting more and more people. And
it is taking you towards your destiny, you know. So the water is flowing, it is taking you, and you have to do nothing, you know. You just have to trust and have a hope that whatever is happening is right. So there are many ways to interpret it.
So let's end the episode here, or let's wrap it up. I have maybe two more questions that you could answer really only in one word or in one sentence.
Okay.
The first question, what are you looking forward to doing in the next week?
That's difficult. Question to answer, to be honest. I mean, you mean this coming week, right?
Yeah. Or what are your plans?
Okay, so honestly, I'm working on a blog right now, and I hope I will be able to publish it next week.
That's a great plan.
Been a long time since I'm working on a blog.
One other question, last question. How do you relax? How do you relax, calm down when feeling stressed?
I listen to the music. I think music is a big stress buster for me. Yeah, if I'm in a good space, I also write poems or just write my thoughts. So either writing poems or listening to music. if I have an option, I also try to go out in the nature, because, you know, that's the best thing I could do to relieve myself from stress.
Thank you so much, Nikunj. I think, yeah, you gave us a lot to think about, and I'm really glad that you were my guest today. Thank you for being here on the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I think it was really nice talking to you, and whatever work you are doing with these podcasts, you know, you're telling stories about people. I think it's a great work, and just go ahead. I extend all my best wishes to you, and then hope that we will meet soon with another story.
Thank you. Now we will end this episode as before with our little commitment. So we are ending by saying that we want to commit ourselves to the healing of our world and our society. We want to bridge gaps and decrease the separation inside society and between us and our environment. And we can do one part by leading conversations about climate change and talk about our personal story. We want to do so by acting responsibly and respectfully, even when it is challenging. And we will support others in their part and ask for help when we need it. And we will spread a little bit of hope every other day. Now, this was the last part of my conversation with Nikunj. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, so what did we actually all talk about? So in the beginning, Nikunj talked to us about, he told us about his field research in the sanitation sector in India, and also the political community structure in India, how communities or villages are organized. And then in the second part, he told us the story how this farmer, how this stranger had such high expectations towards Nikunj's work, and then how this made Nikunj also hopeful. And then in this episode, we talked about how hope can be integrated into art in the form of a poem. And for me, it is like, I understood it as a kind of flow, hope as a kind of flow that can affect more and more people. And imagining this man in the river, it's like hope can be calming, hope can be reassuring. I hope you enjoyed these last three episodes. You might remember in the beginning of the podcast, I released two introduction episodes, one in German and one in English. So far, I've only published English episodes. In the next two episodes, I invited two German guests, and we will cover the topics of environmental psychology and the role of education in climate change engagement. And we will also talk about tiny houses. So make sure you tune in again, and I hope you understand German. Thanks goes to Coco for the creative support and the logo design. I would also like to thank Wolken Recorder for letting me use his music. Thanks a lot for that. Remember that you can also listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts.